The End of Government as We Know It, Making Public Policy Work. Author, Elaine C. Kamark. In the last decades of the 20th century, many political leaders declared that government was the problem, not the solution. But on closer inspection, the revolt against government was and is a revolt against bureaucracy. If we want to go beyond the tired rhetoric of left and right to create a government capable of dealing with all the new challenges, there are alternatives to creating yet another bureaucracy, shuffling the boxes on an organizational chart, or creating another layer of management. Traditional bureaucratic governments are disappearing to make room for new governments that can handle the challenges of the 21st century. Three new types of government are emerging: reinvented government, government by network, and government by market. And understand how these new forms of government rely upon technology, economic forces, and strategic management to drive the implementation of policy. The bureaucratic century. In the public sector, in the early 1990s, you still had to go to an office, stand in line, and hope that if you got to the head of the line before the office closed, you had the right information with you and could in fact complete your business. By 1994, the private sector was changing, but the public sector was not. Citizens noticed and complained. In the world's most advanced democracies, citizens who lived in countries which had, by many objective measures, done a good job of delivering public goods were getting ever more critical of their governments. Late 20th century political culture presented those who governed with an interesting dilemma. How do you govern in an era when the public yells, "Do something," and further yell, "And don't let the government do it"? As in most complex problems, both are right and both are wrong. The choice of means and whether or not it contributes to the public good depends on a set of factors having to do with the characteristics of the policy objective at hand and the management of public sector implementation. Now that we have a decade or more of experience with these new governmental forms, a new look requires us to admit that there have been some successes and some failures. It is time to take a clear-headed look at the modern methods of policy implementation and try to match policy problems to implementation methods to understand how best to serve the public interest. Each new mode of government implementation that has appeared in the past two decades has been an attempt to correct the problems and dilemmas associated with traditional bureaucracy. The implementation tools in use in modern governments are summarized in the following three categories: reinvented government, government by network, and government by market. Reinvented government. Reinvented government seeks to replace an accountability system built on rules and regulations with an accountability system based on performance. This creates an incentive for public managers to address organizational barriers to better performance. As the emphasis moves to performance, public sector managers will be expected to innovate. But innovation for such managers will often entail a deft political dance to remove the agency from regulatory restrictions put in place to ensure agency compliance with the law and to prevent corruption. Thus, the managers in a reinvented government agency will have to be adroit politicians with those close ties to officials who manage their agencies. Characteristics of reinvented public sector. Following is a list of the most common strategies used to create reinvented public sector organizations: downsizing and technology combined to reform government operations so as to enhance productivity. Attention to service delivery increases. The bureaucracies introduced in their place, with particular emphasis on the incentive structures of frontline employees. Regulatory functions are formed, and the emphasis on enforcement by a renewed emphasis on compliance. An ethos of innovation, experimentation, and cross-agency work replaces the ethos of rule-making. In the public sector, as in the private sector, information technology is the key to downsizing and increased productivity. Most modern governments use the internet to one degree or another. Government by network. In recent years, the term network has become very popular and has been used to describe a wide variety of complex social relationships. When applied to a government, the term has come to have at least four separate meanings. Policy formulation networks. Non-state governance networks. State-to-state or federalist networks. Government-created networks. Often, networked government is used to describe the constellation of organizations that influence a policy world. In other words, a policy network. This use of the term networked is not very new and is similar to what an earlier generation of political scientists might have termed the Iron Triangle of bureaucrats, policymakers, and interest groups. Characteristics of government by network. In government by network, bureaucracy is replaced by a wide variety of other kinds of institutions, almost all of which have better reputations, and sometimes better performance, than government itself. In government by network, the government stops trying to do things itself. Instead, it funds other organizations that do the actual work the government wants done. Most government organizations do contract out some of their work some of the time. But the key to government by network is that a substantial portion of the work is contracted out. Government by market. Government by market is something very distinctive. It is so well disguised that most people are not even aware that it is government in operation. And it is the model furthest from traditional bureaucratic government. It has shaped the education reform debate, as well as the environmental protection debate. In education, government by market would break the current state monopoly on the provision of education by giving parents vouchers to purchase education wherever they want. But in this policy area, government by market has failed to make much headway. The voucher movement argues that a government can create a market in education by attaching education money to each student instead of attaching education money to public schools. Those in the movement assert that governments should use tax cuts and tuition tax credits to turn over education purchasing power to individuals. A vibrant education marketplace would result and offer consumers a range of services and products that the current system does not. A vibrant market already exists in education at the college level, where parents save and borrow in order to send children to elite expensive private institutions. Characteristic of government by market. A well-functioning market is of course a marvel to behold. In our lifetimes, it has given the vast majority of citizens color television, microwave oven, and digital video disc players at a price that the vast majority of consumers can afford. When government by market is effective, the market is designed with the following characteristics. The price is right. The market is comprehensive. The rule of law exists and law enforcement is effective. Information about the market is of high quality and accessible to all who need it. Three factors will shape the post-bureaucratic state. The recruiting of talented and highly skilled government executives. The relationship between the executive and the legislative branch in the next century. Better paid and better educated government officials. The complexity of modern policy challenges will continue to drive innovations in the way the policy is implemented. If modern countries can create a new form of government, secure the talent to lead them, and figure out how to hold these new forms accountable, liberal governments in this century should be able to serve their citizens as well or better than they did in the past century.